So right now, we'll dial him up, see if we can bring in Pat Pagano, get an idea about what's going on with the weather the rest of this week and into next weekend. With a long-range look. Who knows? Let's bring in Pat. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you.
So how'd you like my picture?
I liked your picture.
Now, I placed two plants. They're dead now, of course. The growing season's over. But I placed them on my front porch inside so they are not touched by wind. I wanted to get as true a measurement this year as possible without having to go out and measure and stuff. So I've got a plant on each side, shielded mm-hmm. from the wind. And I was very surprised when I looked out this morning and looked out there. And I thought what you did. I said, yeah, geez, that looks like right around 5 inches of snow.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Yep. And, you know, over the weekend, I started seeing that they were upping it, you know, and they were saying that the Catskills, especially the Catskills, will get 3 to 6 inches of snow. And I said, well, you know what? Early call, we called it early with 1 to 3. And I think for the most part, a lot of people wound up with 1 to 3 inches across our listening area. Of course, from the Catskills, northeastward through the Berkshires, they wound up with like 4, 5, and 6 inches. Little colder there, so a little more snow. But it's over. And today will be a clearing day. The sun comes out. 35 to 40, tonight 15 to 20 and clear, sunny around 40 Tuesday and Wednesday. The sun followed by clouds Thursday 40, and then from Thursday night into Friday comes the next storm. And this is the one that is just plaguing the West. I mean, they had over 1 foot of snow in Northern California. Blizzard warnings are out for portions of the Rockies, the Plains. Severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes, southern plains over into the Gulf states, all with this storm. The initial storm will head up toward the Great Lakes, begin to weaken. A second storm will form over the Carolinas and travel up the eastern seaboard as a nor'easter.
Now, I looked at some conversations with the National Weather Service, and they mentioned something about a Miller's track.
A what?
Miller's track, M-I-L-L-E-R?
Yeah, a Miller, yeah. Right. Which is typical of a nor'easter.
All right.
Typical of a nor'easter. However, you know, you have to be careful because if the storm were to hug the coast, then that would mean snow mixing with and then maybe even changing to rain for a time and then going back to snow on the tail end. But if the storm stays just off the coast, then it could be all snow and maybe some sleet for us, and it could be a biggie. A biggie. So this is Thursday night into Friday. And interestingly enough, last Friday, if you recall, the American GFS model was saying this. There's only one problem.
What?
By Friday afternoon, that model backed off tremendously. It said, no, this system is going out to sea off the Carolinas. Was giving us nothing, but the Canadian model and the Euro picked up where the GFF left off. And they were saying nor'easter. And then over the weekend, even Saturday, the American GFS was very bullish on bringing a nor'easter up the coast. Just wasn't doing it. And the other two models insisted, and then, of course, now that they're all basically in the same boat. But I heard through some good sources that the number one model is still the Euro and that the Canadian model has now surpassed the American model. And that is number two. And number three is the UK Met, which comes from the United Kingdom. And the number four is the American model. So we have slipped in the place. There's no doubt about it. They have some new people in there now that are aiming to jazz this model up and, again, make it one of the best. But until that happens, we will be looking at the GFS American model with caution.
See, we spent all that money on redoing the program, and we made it worse.
I don't know what made it worse between you and me, but it's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous, you know. It's, you know, a lot of competition right now, and those other models are doing a lot better. And these are the models, you know, and especially the Euro, that that we base a lot of our forecast on. And we'll continue to do that and see how well, you know, just out of curiosity, I'm going to take a look at the Euro model for, let's take a look at the Euro model for, who should we use? How about we use Hartford as a guide, just to see. Hartford is northern areas. Let's see. I'd be very curious to see if it's changing its over to rain. Now, this is still 4 or 5 days out. It says, this is for Hartford, Thursday night, starting as snow, changing over to rain, and continuing as rain into Friday night, and then tapering off to a little bit of light snow. So the Euro model right now is giving Hartford mainly rain, and let's try Poughkeepsie and see if they do anything different in Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie, most of it is rain, and at the tail end, a little bit of snow. So that's what the Euro is saying right now. We shall see what happens as the week goes on. And you got a picture of my Christmas tree?
What a nice-looking tree.
That's a real tree, too.
That's a really nice-looking tree. How long did it take you to finish?
It really took the whole week, but the beads were the problem. As I told you back on Friday, I couldn't put regular beads on, so I bought, they're on a roll. They're actually a little square, like diamond gems that look like beads. People use these for sewing and stuff like that, you know, when they do garments and all of that.
Yeah.
And I bought 3 rolls of that, and that's what I put on. Took my time. That's what I put on the tree, and it's done. It's over with. I'm watering it every day. It's taking plenty of water every day. But if you touch the tree, the needles fall off very, very easily. So I don't know. I mean, I guess that happens to all trees. But I have to tell you, some of the trees that I bought in the past few years, that did not happen. It would. This tree was bought locally, but the trees that I bought in Pomona and Warwick, that did not happen. I mean, even when I shook them out at the very end, you know, when we were taking them down, some needles came off, but not as much as this one. So, but anyhow, I'm hoping it lasts. This Friday, with the nor'easter, ladies and gentlemen, I have my neighbors coming, but good thing they're all within a block. So even if it snows down here in the Lower Hudson Valley, that should not be a problem. And then Saturday is the annual party in the next town over, so I'll be going to that. And I may have some friends coming up from Long Island on Sunday, so this weekend could be a really, really busy weekend.
Busy weekend, yeah. Now, how much snow did you get last night? Yes,
about an inch and a half.
That's all, about an inch and a half. It started early. It started very lightly at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then it stopped. And it came back in midday, you know, lightly once again. And then in the afternoon is when it really started to pick up. And then when the sun went down, that's when it really started to accumulate.
That's when it accumulated, right? Yeah. I was coming out of church at 9, and it was snowing lightly. And like you said, it took until very late afternoon, early evening before it started really accumulating. Now I look outside. It's beautiful because all the trees are covered. All the bushes are covered. This is the kind of snow, well, you've got 5 inches, so that's a little heavy, but the kind of snow we got down here, the inch and a half, that's the kind of snow that should be around for Christmas. I don't think any more. And people would still be able to, like, you know, travel about and everything, but it gives it that really pretty Christmas ambiance.
This was a wet snow, too. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, very wet.
Yeah, really wet.
Very wet, yeah.
Well, hey, the people got fixed. The station was plowed and ramp done. And my house, I come out, the car's cleaned off. The walkway to the house is done. My driveway's plowed.
What more can you ask for?
Well, first storm of the season. Yeah, you're right. What more can you ask for? A nice way to start off a snowy Monday.
I totally agree. I mean, this could have been a big disaster, but it's all over with and done. And now it turns sunny today, 35 to 40. Look for more sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday, 40. Clouds come in on Thursday, 40. And then Thursday night into Friday, there could just be a potpourri of precipitation. Mainly rain.
We'll see what happens. What the heck?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to post a picture of your tree on my page, okay?
You go right ahead.
So people can see what it looks like.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day.
And you do the same. Be safe, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.